Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you with this beautiful passage of scripture in the book of Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 25. And the writer writes, "The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the best ways to keep your life in balance and stay on track spiritually is to pass on what you know to others. And the Bible is very clear about it. It says those who help others are helped. As you pass along your insights, you will get more insights from God. And Paul challenges Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, he says, "Now I want you to tell these same things to followers who can be trusted to tell others." If you know people who haven't discovered their God-given purpose in life yet, it is your job to share with them what has been shared with you. For example, don't just hear this devotional and keep it to yourself. Share it with your friends. The more you know, the more God expects you to use that knowledge to help others. That's how things are supposed to work in His kingdom. James very beautifully writes in James 4:7. He says, "Anyone who knows the right thing to do but does not do it is sinning." I repeat that scripture. James 4:17. "Anyone who knows the right thing to do but does not do it is sinning." In other words, increased knowledge brings increased responsibility. Passing along the purpose of life to others is more than just an obligation. It's one of our greatest privileges. Imagine how different the world would be if everyone knew their calling. That's why Paul writes in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6, he says, "If you teach these things to other followers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. Not only does God want us to live out His purposes, He wants us to help others do the same. That is what assignment-centered living is all about. Regardless of your age, my dear brothers and sisters, the rest of your life can be the best of your life if you will do this one thing, is to start living on purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. Encourage you today. Be blessed. Do the right thing. Do everything in accordance to the Word of God. And please God by your living, by your actions, by your decisions, by everything that you do. Please the Holy Spirit. Please God. Let Him delight over you. Let Him not shed a tear over your life, but let Him rejoice over you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so, so grateful to you that in the name of Jesus, we can approach your presence every given moment of time. Thank you, O Lord God Almighty, that you came into this world. You died a painful death on the cross of Calvary. And you delivered us from the snares of sin, of death, of disease. And you made us your own. Help us to live like sons and daughters of the Most High God. Help us to practice the word that we have received, and not only practice, but to preach it and to share it with others. Give us the grace. That's what I pray, Father God. Today is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Surely, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Abba Father, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray that your great grace and glory will abound over their lives. Lord, I pray you will fill their hearts with agape love, with their bowels with compassion, their mind with the mind of Christ, and the favor of God will be, Lord, shown upon them. And Lord, you will bless them and keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again, no more, in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, O Lord, we were healed and made whole. We give you all praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.